From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Former State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, at one time one of the most powerful lawmakers in New York, has died at the age of 77. Silver passed away in a federal medical prison in Massachusetts, where he was serving a six-year term for bribery and corruption. The Manhattan Democrat served as Speaker for more than 20 years. He was sent to prison in August 2020 following a second conviction after the first was overturned by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. He was arrested in 2015 following a federal investigation that found he had secretly steered state contractors to a law firm where he had an interest, generating millions in personal income. He was replaced as Speaker by Assemblymember Carl E. Hestie less than a week after his arrest. Silver struggled with health problems while incarcerated, and he was eventually transferred to a federal medical prison in Devens, Massachusetts. His release date was set for March 2026. Prosecutors, in a sentencing memorandum, cited a probation report that concluded Silver was simply motivated by greed. They wrote, and I quote, "Silver is an example of why the public has lost faith in their elected officials," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that a little less raw sewage will go into the Hudson River with $2.15 million in state grants and $350,000 from the city of Hudson to update an antiquated sewer system. Parts of Hudson's current sewer system date back nearly two centuries, with both raw sewage and precipitation runoff in the same pipes. The grants mean that the combined sewer line constructed in the 1830s out of stone will be replaced. According to a 2014 city engineering report, failures in the sewer line have become, and I quote, "increasingly common," end quote, leading to, and I quote, "serious public safety issues," end quote. Updating Hudson's sewer system, though, is not the only source of raw sewage flowing into the Hudson River. Catskill, Athens, Kingston, Newburgh, Poughkeepsie, Troy, and West Point all release sewage into the Hudson River. When it rains in the Hudson Valley, millions of gallons of sewage flow into the river. The Clean Air Act was signed by President Richard Nixon in 1972 to stop these pollution discharges that 50 years later continue. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting Catskill High School juniors Adam Consol and Carson Ciminelli have been selected by the College Board for its National Recognition Program. The students earned the board's National Rural and Small Town Recognition Award, which highlights the outstanding academic achievements of students from small towns throughout the nation. To be eligible, a student must maintain a grade point average of 3.5 or higher and score in the top 10% for all New York students who took the preliminary SAT National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test in 2021. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News has learned a second international carrier will be providing overseas flights from New York Stewart International Airport. Multiple sources have told Mid-Hudson News that Icelandic carrier Play Airlines will officially announce its plan next week. Airline officials could not be reached for comment, and the Port of Authority of New York and New Jersey, which operates Stewart's, has a policy of not commenting until an official announcement is made. Sources said the low-cost carrier will operate a fleet of Airbus aircraft. The first route from the United States will be from Baltimore Washington International Airport on April 20th and to Boston on May 11th. Play's Stewart service is expected to launch in June. The airline will initially fly into Iceland and connect to European cities, eventually including Berlin, Brussels, Copenhagen, Gothenburg, Keflavik, London, Stavanger, Stuttgart, and Trondheim. Norse Airways, another startup, recently announced its plans to fly between Stewart and Norway. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.